Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success and the NAFI Western and Mid-Atlantic Regional Coordinator. NAFI is the largest global network for women. Check us out at www.nafi.com. Each Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I bring you a dynamic guest, and today I am so thrilled to interview Robert White, a transformational architect for executives, and our topic will be living an extraordinary life. Hello, Robert. So happy to have you with us.
Hello, Robbie. I'm delighted to be with you and your listeners.
I've done my research on you, and the results are frankly extraordinary. You've created two training industry success stories, LifeSpring and ARC International, Asia's largest training organization. Over 1 million people have graduated from high-impact experiential seminars in companies you founded and led. Plus, you founded Woodlands Press, a publishing company that did 9 award-winning coffee table books about our national parks. You visited 33 countries, spent a month in Africa on a safari, rafted the Amazon, and retired at age 46 to Aspen on a 76-acre estate with a 15,000-square-foot home. You've met 3 presidents, a king, and an emperor. You spent 6 months on the road with the late John Denver promoting environmental sustainability. Now you're back, engaged in helping people and organizations through your new company, Extraordinary People. Your book is a bestseller, and in 2011, your home study program, Achieving Extraordinary Success, won Audiophile Magazine's Earphones Award for Best Spoken Word Personal Development Program. How did this amazing series of accomplishments begin for you?
Well, you have done your research, Robbie, and thank you. After hearing that kind of an introduction, I can hardly wait to hear what I have to say. But, you know, I'm reminded of that old film starring Steve Martin, The Jerk. You know, he says, "I was born a poor black child." The joke, of course, being that he was white, but he was raised in a black family. I did begin in somewhat challenging circumstances, like perhaps many of your listeners. Circumstances like severe poverty and abuse and that kind of thing. And I eventually became a kind of struggling entrepreneur and got enrolled in the early days of the human potential movement. I went to a seminar with great resistance, you know, enrolled by a friend. He told me that I had to go, but I got through the resistance, and that seminar, all these years later, it sounds like a cliche, but it changed my life. My little business tripled in the year after it. My relationships got better. I thought a lot about my resistance at that time to the seminar and to a lot of things in my life, and I found out that I could change, that I could get past a bad childhood. By that time in my mid-20s, I was already had a failed marriage and really judged myself for that. I was a procrastinator. You know, I was always going to do it tomorrow, and I was a victim. But I learned that I wasn't the only one with all those kinds of excuses instead of results, and I learned from the seminar that the power for me lay in really taking responsibility for my life. So that's kind of how it all started for me.
So what other things did you learn that made such a positive difference in your life and in your work?
Well, I didn't have the words for it then, Robbie, but I the words I put on it later, and it became the foundation of my work, were awareness, responsibility, and communication. I learned that I needed to wake up. I needed to stop living like that Bill Murray movie, The Groundhog Day, that I really needed to start noticing what was happening in my life and in my relationships. I needed to notice what was happening literally in my physical body and really just develop greater awareness. And the second part, of course, I'd already mentioned, that's to take personal responsibility for my life, that it really is the key to achievement. It's the central theme in my book, Living an Extraordinary Life. It's the central theme in the home study program that you mentioned. And to really learn that I could get my power back, and then finally that communication, and you know, really in all of its forms, spoken, written, listening, using graphics, it's my belief that anybody can really dramatically improve communication skills, and I'm an example of that. You know, I'm a severe introvert on all of those tests. The only C I got in high school was in speech. I think anybody can learn it, but it has been a process for me. But, you know, everything happens in communication. And so those three things are what I've kind of learned and now written about, spoken about, and built a couple of companies around: awareness, responsibility, and communication.
I think what's great is in writing your book, you had some, you know, you went through a lot of it yourself. So you're not just pulling stuff out. You're actually sharing things that you yourself use to make yourself better.
Yes. The book is not about me. The Living an Extraordinary Life is about the intersection between a lot of our graduates and the material that we cover in our seminars. But you're right. I mean, you're being perceptive that there's nothing in it that I haven't fairly directly experienced myself. That's where the seminar design came from, was my own struggle with my own, whether you want to call it demons or my history, and yet really wanting to have my life be better, and turning that into first the seminar that has graduated over 1 million people around the world, but also to get it into a book, to get it into a form that made sense to me, and I've been delighted to find out it does make sense to many people.
What makes you any different or better than the army of folks out there professing to teach us something about how to become more successful?
You know, I was interviewed on the radio, Robbie, about when my book came out in hardcover, and somebody asked me kind of a similar question, and without a lot of thought, it was kind of like I opened my mouth and suddenly realized that I maybe said something that wasn't so good for book sales, and that is I said that the only two original books that I know of in personal development are the Bible and Think and Grow Rich, that all other books are derivative. And I think you can make that argument that we're all kind of packaging the same ideas in different ways. I mean, I'm delighted that many people do identify with the way that I have communicated it, but I think the difference really is that I'm the average person. Now, I've got a sense of purpose and a big vision, but I've been the laboratory my own life. I've stayed curious. I've won really big in life. I've also lost really big, and hopefully I've learned all through those experiences.
One of my favorite lines in your book, Living an Extraordinary Life, is life is simple. That does not mean it is easy. Can you expand on that for us?
Well, culture teaches us that success requires some kind of secret formula, and that life is supposed to be easy. You know, we have become the drive-through, quick-service society. I believe it's just the opposite. Some very bright people have been studying success for hundreds of years, and what they, you know, the answers are out there. The answers are fairly simple. However, it means confronting our past. It means getting better at telling the truth about our current reality. And it requires really beginning to live from a sense of what it's possible for us to create.
Wow, that's powerful. You say that the methodology for achieving extraordinary success has long been known. However, few people learn it and follow it. If we're going to change that pattern, where do we begin?
Well, the wisecrack would be at the beginning, but I'll try to get past that a little bit. Maybe even have some goals for our conversation here today. And, you know, I'd like to be able to offer some kind of usable ideas that people could use, you know, soon, the next day, the next week, the next 30 days. You know, I spent 12 years of my life living and working in Japan, and I studied a little Zen Buddhism, not enough to really be expert, but a little. And one of the kind of Zen-like expressions I'd use is that this time you and I spend together won't change people's lives unless it does. That, you know, we have so much communication flying at us all the time, written, oral, videos, advertising, of course, everywhere we look. And so we get into this kind of habit of really not listening, of really not paying attention. And that would be the kind of conversation that I like to interrupt, that it is not that complicated to have your life be measurably better. However, it does require taking some risks. It does require getting really clear on what we want. It does require being in partnership, you know, really playing the game of life in a win-win kind of way. So there are some very specific things we can do. You know, I do cover them in my book. I cover them in this free white paper that I distribute to people that sign up on my website. And it just requires the commitment and courage to embark on a long-term and sometimes challenging program of personal and professional growth.
Well, that sounds good. Clarity on our purpose, vision, values, and strategic intent is necessary to achieve extraordinary success. How does the average busy but ambitious person do that?
I think, first of all, is that, you know, we all talk about, or not many of us, I think, talk about setting goals, you know, our New Year's commitments, or something happens in our lives and we think things have to be different, things have to be better. I think that those areas that you just described are good areas to narrow down the what should I do first question. I think it's really important over a period of time that we really take a look at our purpose. Why are we here on the planet? We are individually unique. There's not another person on the planet exactly like us. We come onto the planet with certain kinds of wiring. We come with a certain appearance. We come with a certain pattern that on how we learn. But that we need to discover why it is that we're here on the planet. What is our purpose for living? And then following that is also to narrow down our values, our core values, to really take a look at what it is we value. A lot of people talk about goal setting, and the important thing to remember about goal setting is that it always has to be values-based. We're not going to set a goal unless we're satisfying some inner need, a value that's important to us. And it's easy to say, well, my values are to be kind to people or to be honest. But what I'm talking about is a really rigorous look at our core values. What is it that, if violated, really causes an emotional reaction in us? And what is it that, when followed, brings us to the success and joy and happiness that we desire? And then finally, you can be, like in my case, for many years, I was being motivated by being pushed away from growing up on the wrong side of the tracks, being the poor kid, being the kid that was dismissed in my family and also in the culture. And I accomplished a lot by being pushed away from that. However, what happens when you're pushed away from something is that you might get the accomplishment, but you don't get the satisfaction. So vision becomes really important. What is this future state? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? So that it becomes compelling to us, and it pulls us into a future that's filled with possibility, that's filled with accomplishment, and ultimately that creates satisfaction for us. So that's kind of the overview of how I think and also.
And don't you agree it has to be your vision, not somebody else's vision for you?
Yes, absolutely. And I think many of us are in the grip of somebody else's vision for us.
Are you still with me? Hello? Well, we've lost him, but I'm sure he'll be back online with us in just a few minutes because we're still connected. You might have had a cell phone and went dead, so we'll wait to see what happens. So far, some of the things you said have been really great. I love it when you said clarity on our purpose, vision, values, and strategic intent is necessary to achieve extraordinary success. How does the average busy but ambitious do that? And he was giving us some specific facts. While I'm waiting for him to reconnect, I want to give you his website and see his website is, hold on. It is, his direct line is 303-993-4640. His website is www.extraordinarypeople.com. And as I said, he founded and led two seminar companies which have over 1 million graduates, with the core content being about taking personal responsibility for our own lives. Plus, it's the main theme of his book, Living an Extraordinary Life. And I know that he also has a special gift for the listeners. So if he doesn't somehow reconnect with us, then I'll have you need to call him and find out what that special gift is. And I don't know what happened to our call, but because he's so great, if we don't get him back online, I will set up another call with him to see if we can continue this. But I wanted to tell you, in a recent Inc. magazine, his investment guru, Charles Schwab, was asked what a person's first investment should be. His reply was that investing in ourselves before stocks and bonds. So that's pretty powerful. Also, he feels very strongly about people learning and applying these success ideas. So that, I think, is really, really great. And so when we bring him back, we'll talk about how you can get a firm foundation where you can achieve extraordinary success and how you can get started. Let's see, is he coming back on? It looks like he went off. Let's see if he calls back in. Doesn't look like it. So what I'll have to do is I'm going to cut the radio, the end the episode, and we will skip. Oh, wait a minute. He's back here again. Hello. We lost you.
We lost each other,
but we're back. I did give them your phone number and your website. So let's go back to, you said that some specific attitudes, habits, and behaviors lead to extraordinary success. How can our listeners learn them?
Well, certainly there are bookstores full of books about how to be successful, and one of them is mine. Of course, I promote mine, but there are many other good ones. There's certainly a number of seminars that are of value. There are personal coaches, there are life coaches, there are business and executive coaches. I think, frankly, a good place to start, something that doesn't cost any money, is that on my website at extraordinarypeople.com, there's an opportunity to sign up for a 28-page white paper on success. It's about the 8 power principles that I've developed over time that really do accelerate people's movement toward from where they are to where they go. You know, to some extent, life's a game. And in any game, you need a rule book, you need a guide to the most efficient and effective strategy for winning the game. And, of course, I'm not a disinterested party in this assertion. You know, the late Will Rogers said, never ask a barber if you need a haircut. And so when people ask me about being more successful, I'm going to lean them toward work that I've lived and experienced and that has assisted a whole lot of people. But that 28-page report is free. It also connects people up to my little weekly email, An Extraordinary Minute. And what it does is give people a framework, and there's a little self-test in it where people can take a look at the 8 principles and how they're doing on each one of them, because you can't focus on all 8 at once. And quite frankly, most people are doing really well on 4 or 5 of the principles, in my experience. but it's by improving in one or two or three areas over time that their entire experience of life will shift, and that confidence starts to grow as soon as you start accomplishing something. When you really see that, hey, I made that little shift, and my life's showing up to be more joyful, more abundant, and more satisfying to me. So, what I'm into is supporting people in winning the game of life. And to do that, you do have to have a kind of a rule book and a guide and some strategy for winning it.
I personally like to learn from people that have been through things or sharing, some of the things that you share with people are things that you've done and experienced and tried, and I think that's, for me, that works better. I did look at your website, and it's wonderful. There is so much great information on it. Would you give our listeners your website again?
It's extraordinarypeople.com, E-X-T-R-A, like extra, and then ordinary, O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y, people.com. And, there's some free reports on it. There's a chance to sign up for my e-zine. If you're interested in my book, it's available there or on Amazon or on Kindle or on Nook, all those different ways people buy books today.
I did mention that in a recent Inc. magazine, investment guru Charles Schwab was asked what a person's first investment should be. And his reply was that investing in ourselves comes before stocks and bonds. I suppose you agree with this.
Well, very much, and I appreciate his commercial for our work, But, what you're really talking about is shifting your mindset, and that's just an essential first step in anybody's commitment to learning and personal and professional growth. And recently I've really challenged myself to find a way to help people who might, maybe they don't have a big budget, but they're serious about lifelong learning. So that was the basis of finally writing the book that I'd been encouraged to write for 20 years. That's what got me to go in cooperation with Nightingale Konant to produce this Achieving Extraordinary Success, either digital, computer-delivered or physically-delivered home study program. So what I've been trying to, and then with the articles that I put on my blog, what I've been trying to do is just really support people in making that really important mindset shift that launches them into a life that maybe they've only dreamed of.
Wow, that's good. You seem to feel very strongly about people learning and applying these success ideas. If I'm engaged in my career, isn't knowing my product, my industry, my market enough? Why do I need to first work on me?
Well, in any line of work, you're going to be competing with other people who are doing the similar kind of work. And isn't it interesting that with the same product, with the same marketing plan, with everything being so similar, some people are incredibly successful, and then others struggle. And the difference, of course, is the person. And, we need to first kind of complete our past, get past the programming, the patterning that's brought us to this point in our lives. After all, if we expect to get different results while doing the same thing, I think that Einstein defined that as one of the definitions of insanity. You can't get different results unless you start really coming from a different place and doing different things. Do the same thing, you get the same result. So reprogramming, whatever kind of language you want to use, blowing up somewhat your belief system from the past and letting it go where it belongs in your past, is a really necessary first step if you want your life to be different, if you want it to be better, if you want it to be more joyful, more successful, more fulfilling.
I'm convinced that it's possible for anyone to make better choices, to break out from the ordinary and create a firm foundation where they can achieve extraordinary success. How can our listeners get started?
Well, again, that's the asking the barber if you need a haircut. I mean, my answer would be go to my website, take advantage of what's there that's either free or, I think, fairly low cost. I think that once if you begin to get more clear about what you want, if you begin to be a little bit more honest in how you're communicating first with yourself and then with other people, if you begin to express yourself more fully instead of holding yourself back, if you begin to take some risks, these are the kinds of things that I recommend and kind of flesh out in these programs that I'm offering. When you begin to do that, your confidence is going to grow. And when that confidence grows, it just opens up more and more opportunities to create the kind of life you were born to live.
I understand that you have a special gift for our listeners. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it is that 28-page report. It's absolutely free, and there's no obligation. And where that came from is that years ago when we first started doing the seminars, we noticed that even though the room would be the same, the trainer would be the same, the design and delivery of the program would be the same, some people were getting measurably better results than others. So we went out and studied the people that were just hugely successful. And what we discovered is that they actually brought into the room a certain mindset that allowed them to get so much more from our material than other people did. And that's what this report is about. That's what where the eight principles came from. Not one of them will surprise anybody. I mean, they're very simple, very straightforward things, like taking personal responsibility for your life, or like really operating from a place of commitment. But perhaps the way that we talk about them, the way we challenge people to examine their own lives and how they are doing in those specific eight principled areas, that's a bit different, I think, and many people have said it's incredibly valuable. So I think that's a pretty good first step.
That's great. Again, if people are interested in your book, Living an Extraordinary Life, or your home study program, where can they go to get further information?
On the website, extraordinarypeople.com, and under the Resources tab. Of course, the book, and that gives me an opportunity to sign books or to be in more of a personal relationship with people, which I enjoy a lot, and many people say they get value from that relationship. But also the book's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and in Kindle and Nook and EPUB and all those different formats that they have now.
Robert, do you also coach people? Because you've had a lot of experience in transforming executives and things. Are you also a coach?
I do executive coaching with both individual executives and their teams around leadership and around really creating the business success that they desire. And, of course, it usually begins with their personal leadership style. And for them, it means communicating in a whole lot more effective way. It means really taking personal responsibility for their work. And it again, involves that awareness piece. So awareness, responsibility, and communication runs through my book, through the home study program, and in the coaching work that I do with executives.
And then are there coaching things that you do for executives also on your website where they can look and see what kind of programs you offer?
Absolutely. We break it down into because it's a slightly different approach for people that own their own business. Usually, you know, a small, medium-sized business owner has a different set of issues than an executive in a bigger company. If somebody's serving as a director of a company or in a professional role, a lawyer or a CPA, they each have slightly different issues. So if they dig into the coaching part of the website, they'll find that we address all of that.
Do you also speak for conferences and things like that?
I do, and I love it. I love being with large groups of people. And Robbie, the distinction there for me is that I'm not interested in entertaining people and having them forget what I had to say 5 minutes into the cocktail hour. I set things up so that people actually have an experience during the 45 minutes to an hour and a half that I do, usually it's something they don't forget for the rest of their lives. And my goal always is to really create a shift for people so that they're able to use a new idea within the next 30 days and, again, build that confidence, build that sense that, hey, I really am. I'm a unique child of God. I can do anything that I really set my mind to, and that the tools to do that are available out there.
Well, Robert, we've been talking with Robert White, a transformational architect for executives. His website is www.extraordinarypeople.com. com, and he is just was incredible, and we are at the end of our time. His book is Living an Extraordinary Life. Again, the website is www.extraordinarypeople.com. Thank you so much, Robert. It was wonderful having you.
Robbie, you're very welcome, and I really enjoyed being with you and your listeners.
Bye-bye now.
So long.